my understanding was the EV subsidies in this last bill really have a lot of strings attached to them and require that the EV and all of the parts for the EV, and particularly all the parts for the EV batteries, all have to be sourced and built in the United States in order to receive the full subsidy. And as we know, a lot of those materials now are coming from overseas. And so the last thing I read is there's a real question as to exactly, you know, how much of this EV subsidy actually will go out to folks.